I'm just running late today, so I don't have all my stuff pulled up. So give me a second. Oh, sorry, one more second. All right, I am ready to go. So I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order, and we'll start with our intros. Candace Avila, she, her, Chair of CRC, Northeast Portland. We'll go Yume, Taylor, Irene.
Yume Delgado, he, him, CRC member and crowd controls work group member.
Taylor Snell, he, him, CRC member, crowd control, use of force work group member, Southeast Portland.
Irene Konev, IPR outreach coordinator, she, her, hers.
Great. Members of the audience can either say out loud or put in the chat. So if you want to introduce yourself out loud, you can just go ahead and unmute, or you can drop it in the chat. You can share whatever you want to introduce as to why you're here, what groups you represent, your pronouns. I don't know if I said my pronouns, she, her. And thanks for letting me know, Mr. Handelman. I don't think our meeting's gonna last longer than that. Okay. Get all this stuff in here. Okay. All right. Well, moving on. So our agenda for today is just to check in on the body-worn camera stuff. I got an email from Mike because he was gonna go through and like edit it or whatever. He said he was behind, but he also went in and didn't really find much to edit. I'm getting the link here pulled up. Is that the link? Yeah. So, and we agreed that we wanted to just do like the dots anyway. So it's not like we needed to have paragraphs put together. This was how we structured it. So I think it's fine. I think everybody did their part, and you know, it was, this was always meant to be just like big picture. Obviously, you know, we didn't talk about body worn camera stuff. So I'm not sure where that's all gonna go as far as where we wanna take it as a committee. Do you all have thoughts on like what you see as a good next step?
I can go, you may, unless I don't know if you, but I mean, my thoughts were like, if we had a, I mean, I, it seems like all of these dot points are good. We might have to like get rid of on the document, some of the stuff above. I think we have like a page break or a line break, but I think if we just had that presented to the committee, the full CRC, at a time in which we have like body cam policy on the agenda, maybe that's helpful. I don't.
What did you mean about page break?
Well, because there's, I hope I'm not in the wrong link, but there's the body worn camera. Now I can see Yume's in here. Where there's like pre review and there's some of Sylvan stuff there, which is all great. But I don't know. But then it's my notes that I remember putting in prior to our last meeting. And then we have below, there's like a line. And then below that is, I think, where we started our like actual writing our position or writing like the formal policy recommendations. What I meant was just everything. Do you see that line? It's like on page 3. I think it's everything below that is our recommendation. So I think everything below that, if we... we had this document to share with the CRC.
That is correct. That is, yeah, that's how we went about it. So, I mean, this is what it looks good. Like Sylvan had the big picture intro. That's those first dots. And then we went into the specific issues. I mean, it looks good. Again, I don't think that we need to do more than that right now because we just don't know what yet we want to do with it all. So I think it's fine as is. What were you going to say, Yume?
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. I think we can just trim it down and ship it. I mean, at least at this juncture, my understanding was that it was more meant to make sure that nothing was being missed when the full report comes out. And you know, if we find a real difference in opinion or difference in scope with what policy and outreach comes up with, then I guess we could revisit this. But if they're hitting the bullet points, or I'm sorry, the sort of the high points, then, you know, I think our work is done.
Oops, I was muted. Yes, for sure. And Mr. Hanneman, is that you?
Hi, this is Dan Handelman, he, him pronouns, Portland Cop Watch. I ran across I think it was an article that talks about the city's budget proposal that's coming up, or maybe it's the mayor's budget proposal. And it says that they are planning to have 6 full-time employees in the police bureau to be the people reviewing the footage. And we testified about this at council that, you know, there hasn't been a policy discussion about whether or not the police bureau is appropriately the agency that should have, hold, and review the footage. So I don't know if that's something you can add. I know you didn't, you know, that it doesn't appear that you discussed that specifically in making the recommendation you have, but since the budget cycle is coming up, and once they make that decision, it's probably going to be really hard to change it. I thought I'd just throw that out there for you to think about.
Yeah, no, thanks for bringing that up. I did notice that too, that was like part of the budget ask. So thanks for flagging that we should be clear that we shouldn't be making that decision right now in the form of funding those positions, because that doesn't align with what we think is the best practice for who's reviewing the footage. So I'm looking at, I guess, I'm trying to see, like, does it fit naturally into any of these? Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think Taylor's first point on third-party storage and management.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
We could just add it in there.
Yeah. Okay. So I will, let me start typing down here. So let me think how to phrase it. Like, should I reference that we saw that the budget had that and we disagree? Like, or maybe we... because I mean, I feel like we're saying it. Like, I feel like we are saying it, though. You know what I mean?
Right. Given that this is not necessarily something that's going to be publicly disseminated, right? If everything gets folded into a larger set of recommendations, I don't know that we need to get real specific.
Oversight and criminal storage of everyone camera should be managed by third party. I feel like we're saying that, like, third party means not the police department. Maybe I put in parentheses, not the police department. I don't know if that's unclear. Let's just say managed by a third party. How about I'll put in parentheses. Oh no, it says that. It says outside both the bureaus and oversight bodies control. It already says that. So that's right. Okay, I hear you, Mr. Hanneman. Thanks for bringing that up. I do remember seeing that, and you're right that we should talk about it. But I think we are, as far as like what our value is, this is what, like, we're already saying that we shouldn't, that the police should not be reviewing their own footage. But that's in the notes, not the recommendation center section. Yeah, it is. It's under the third party storage and management. That first dot says it.
Okay, sorry, I misunderstood the place. I thought that the very short section under the line was the recommendations, but you're saying everything, all those other things under the line are your recommendations.
Yes. Yes. Correct. So yeah, I think we covered it, but thanks for raising that. I put it in the chat there too. Okay, so yeah, I agree. I talked today with Julie, because I think, and maybe we could spend just a little bit of off work group time so I can ask you both about what your experiences have been working with the commissioners, because Julie wants to bring forth the, remember how she put together the one pager on the standard of review change? And she just didn't have a sense of where everybody else was as far as if they're meeting with the commissioners, if they're bringing it up, what the commissioners are saying, if so. So can I just check in? Because as far as like the next agenda, like she wants to put that on there that we talk about it. So yeah, who are you all assigned to? I don't remember off the top of my head. And have you met with them?
I met with Commissioner Rubio's office, and I think she was interested in both our crowd control report and you know, the idea of looking at use standard review. I didn't see any hostility to that idea, but I also don't know that I got a real sense of much of a legislative appetite for like spearheading that. I'm supposed to meet with her, Greg and I are supposed to meet with her policy director, and we've been having some trouble getting that on the calendar, but my understanding is that I think broadly there's some appetite for it on city council, but I don't know that there's anyone who wants to spearhead those movements. And if there's a lot of pushback from PPA or whatever, then you know that appetite diminishes even further. So that's my temperature. I don't know what Taylor's experience was.
And also in that folder of this standard of review, you saw the letter from the PPA president at the time. So obviously it's been a while since that happened, but they had like a very clear opinion about doing that. So something to reference back and just get a sense from where the pushback could be, like what are the arguments for the pushback? Go ahead, Taylor.
Yeah, I met with Commissioner Hardesty 2 weeks ago. Had a pretty good discussion on this. I didn't know, but apparently she was against changing the standard of review previously because she thought it wasn't going to go far enough and it would be kind of an excuse, it was interesting discussion, but she also, by the end of it, she was like, look, it's sunsetting. Like the citizen review committee is on its way out. There's a new oversight board coming in. And she agreed with the idea that like now would be the time to try it. She was all on board. She said, same thing though, no spearheading. It was, I think, paraphrasing her, is that she would follow our lead. But other than that, she seems supportive. We got a little bit of time to talk about the crowd control stuff, but it was more generally just talking about the policies and not necessarily what we could do to try and get PPB to adopt directives with our reports. But in terms of standard review, yeah, she seemed receptive, which if we're counting votes, I mean, I think I heard at one of our previous CRC meetings that, who was the other one? Commissioner Mapps was on board. So I think there's enough there.
Yeah, that's what Julie was calling to tell me, was that she met with Commissioner Mapps and that he was also like seemed interested in the idea. So yeah, it sounds like the temperature check, I don't know about Commissioner Ryan's office, and I haven't met with Mayor Wheeler in several months because he keeps rescheduling. I get it. He's the mayor, he's busy. But then he just rescheduled again. So I don't know when I'm going to be able to get on his radar. But him and I, because when all of this was going on years ago when Kristen was the chair. She was the one who like spearheaded this and helped write the policy and all of that. So like we talked at length with the mayor's office about it. And in general, he was supportive. So I can't imagine he would be all of a sudden not for it now, but I mean, who knows, but that was years ago, but he was supportive. But it was back then, like part of the issue was it was complicated because there was something like, I'm trying to remember what the politics of it were. Part of it was like that the auditor didn't want it. And so, and there was some like legal thing around like what the auditor felt the city council could do around it. Honestly, it's super splotchy now, but I know there was like a conflict there that we were like just trying to figure out like what, who actually has the power to make this change and who has the will to do it. And so I think we would need to, I'm pretty sure Julie and Vadim are assigned to the auditor and it didn't sound like she met with the auditor. So that also, I should follow up with her about like, she should check in with her too, because I know that was like a point of contention a couple years ago. And we might need to like just get her pulse check. But from what I remember us learning though, like the council can make the decision. Like they should be able to make the change. So just to give you some background on how that all kind of went down a couple years ago. Okay, thanks for letting me know because she called me and I was like, I actually, I'm not sure. And we talked about putting on the next agenda to have everybody share out what they're hearing, but I wanted to just get a sense. And it's good to hear that you all have had meetings because I know that was, it took a while for you all to get on their calendar. So that's good. Okay, back to our business. I think I'm not sure yet, like if this is something that will be on the next agenda or maybe it's on the following, if we wanna, cause part of it too is Julie was like, the standard review stuff feels possible. Like it feels like we could really make that change right now. Like just all the stars are aligning for it to be more possible than it was a couple years ago. So maybe shifting our focus as a whole committee towards that and kind of getting that across the finish line. Obviously like the body worn camera stuff and even all the protest stuff that we did, those things are like hard to move. And like, they definitely, they're more like suggestions than they are really us having a lot of power to make that change or influence that change. I'm not saying we shouldn't. I mean, you've heard me say this before, like, even though we know most people aren't going to read it or care, we still have to do the work because it's about doing the work on behalf of the community. But I think the standard review stuff is more politically likely right now to actually get some traction. So we'll talk about that next meeting of like, let's move forward with putting all our energy there. And so we could, like maybe it's all hands on deck. Like maybe our committee also, our work group also just focuses on that for a little bit too. So we'll think of a strategy. But as far as the other things, you know, it sounds like we're good on this like document. We don't need to discuss it anymore. Does that sound okay for us to move on? Okay. Cause I think the other agenda item is just like general, like where do we want to go with the work group? I know we talked at the end of last year about having some time to like check in with community and check in with different, I don't know, organizations, leaders, and do like a listening tour, I think is what we called it. We obviously had that with ACLU in January, and then we shifted gears with all this stuff on the body worn cameras, and now we're in March and we're kind of at the like, we need to check in on where should we go next. So opening that discussion back up, what are you all thinking as far as how we plan out the next couple months of our work?
I mean, does it seem like we're gonna, I mean, does it seem possible that one of the future like full CRC meetings that we'll pass some like short list of recommendations for body worn cameras? Or is that all kind of like slowed down?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Cause part of it was that because they, Julie, like the policy and outreach work group had their meeting last Thursday, and the co-chairs didn't show up. Shayna and Vadim didn't show up. So it was like Julie was there and Jessica. And, you know, Julie was like, well, like, should we talk about the standard review stuff? Because remember, we had given her that assignment of doing that. So I think that's part of the problem. It's like, we don't know because the people that were pushing for it didn't show up and we don't know what's going on. So I think I'll probably still put it on the agenda for April, but I don't know that like we'll have our stuff. We can bring our stuff forward, but I don't know that the other committee will have their stuff ready or if there's a desire even to do that again. So I got to sort that out with all the people working on that. So I'll still put it on the agenda though, as a placeholder.
I think having that conversation with the CRC is probably our most important next step, just because we can either do stuff that sort of nimbles around the edges of existing topics, right? We can revisit any legislative recommendations from the report. We can, you know, try and support the body-worn camera discussion, or we can try and support standard review. Anything else will be us taking on a pretty large meal, right? Like, we're going to talk about officer-involved shootings, or we're going to talk about, you know, tasers or chemical restraints or whatever the case may be. That would be, you know, starting from ground zero again and saying, okay, you know, what are we going to do? What's our goal? How are we going to do it? And I truthfully have not identified anything that seems like a real pressing need in that policy space right now. The things that we're talking about are body-worn cameras, they're, you know, the negotiations. It's not to say that there's not a crowd control angle or a use of force angle there, but it seems like they're much more organizational discussions, right? So I don't have any ideas. That's the short answer.
Yeah, I agree with you that we should move forward the things that we already have in motion instead of trying to like unearth a new thing. I will say though that what are y'all's feelings on where we go from the protest report? Is there anything to do there? I'm not really sure. I mean, I know that you all are talking about it with the commissioners in the meetings and we created that one pager for that reason, but what do y'all think on like how we either close the loop on that or we continue doing that work?
I don't want to pun on this, but I think at some level, like until we know who owns IPR, it's really hard to say, because the feedback that I got was, okay, you need to find someone to bring it. Anything that you want to change, you would need to find someone to bring that legislation to council, right? Whether that's, you know, a munitions ban or standard of review. And if that's not going to, you know, right now, at least as of a month ago, when I talked to Commissioner Rubio's office, they had just gotten the news that, you know, the auditor was relinquishing control of IPR. So until we know who has control of IPR after July 1, it's a little hard to say who we should be talking to about getting something on the docket, right? Unless the mayor wants to put it forward or somebody from council. But it kind of seems like from a lot of these conversations, there's a big difference between being willing to vote for something and being willing to write the legislation and introduce it and spend your time on it, which is absolutely fair. But I mean, at some point in what, 3 or 4 months, someone is going to be, you know, the new person in charge of IPR, and that could be council, it could be the mayor, it could be, you know, reserved, it could be going back to the new auditor, you know, after the elections. I don't know. But until we know that, I mean, I don't want to say that we take a month off, but at some level, like, I think we should probably wait. You know, we could bring in a guest speaker next month or something, but I think we should wait on tackling any legislative tasks until we know who we're working with at some level.
Well, and partly because we scheduled the next CRC meeting over our regularly scheduled time, I'm okay with us just not meeting next month for this work group if we don't feel like we have enough to talk about. So I think we could take that month to just like see what happens at the CRC, if we're what we discuss on how we're going to move forward body-worn camera stuff and standard of review stuff, And then we can just meet again in May in our regularly scheduled time and go from there. And I can just put on the agenda. As you can see on the agendas, I'm just like, talk broadly about what our next steps are. Like, I don't have any very specific things. So if there's something specific you all think I should add to the agenda, let me know, or else I can just keep it really broad. Or if you all want us to like find somebody to come talk to us in May, we can discuss that now too. And I will say one last thing, sorry, Taylor, I can't keep up with all the things. I was seeing that ACLU was tweeting about certain like legislation down in Salem that I think passed. And I think it was related to like tear gas and all of that. And I just honestly have not had time to keep track of it all. So that would be one thing I wanna like check in with Sandy about and just see what was it that actually passed. Cause I think it was related to like protest response. So maybe there's something there that we need to like do an analysis of or see how it's gonna apply over here based on the recommendations that we had. So that's the only thing I can think of that's like maybe new information that we would wanna like look into as it relates to the report that we wrote.
Well, you're the chair, Candace. So, I mean, I feel like if there's something there, you can just put it on the agenda. As long as we're in a sort of a legislative holding pattern, I think probably the choice is either shifting, just kind of shifting our talents to a different project or talking to the community, right? Whether that's, I don't know if PAC has any, is tackling anything that's crowd control use of force related right now, if it's all procedural, but, we could invite Dan to fill us in on that at a meeting, or we can talk to the ACLU about, what the new legislation is. I think any of those sort of, informative discussions are probably not a bad way to go while we're sort of in between topics right now.
Yeah, and like TAC and PSAP are both in leadership transitions right now. So, and I didn't realize that PSAP only has like 7 people right now, which is crazy. Cause I think 7 is like quorum. So like if one person doesn't show up, they can't even have meetings. So there's a lot going on there that like I'm trying to keep an eye on. And then TAC has James Cahan, I think that's his name, is I think the new chair. And Sean was supposed to connect me with him, but he hasn't yet. Just to like get to know him. Right, I know. And that's part of it too, is that they have their meetings overlap, but they only meet every other month. So don't invite TAC on a second Wednesday of an odd numbered month. Okay, so this is 3. So they could come in 5. Oh, wait, no, 5 is the odd is when they have a meeting. So they could come in even meeting. So maybe that's a June conversation then. And then did you look at PSAP body cam policies? Did they come up with policies? I don't think I noticed that. No. Can you send them to us? Okay. No, I didn't know they were doing that. I know they had the forums and stuff, but I didn't realize they actually wrote something up. So yeah, that'd be good to take a look at. Okay. So far what I have is April meeting canceled. May meeting, you all want me to reach out to Sandy and see if maybe she wants to come back and talk to us about session? Maybe.
Could be helpful. I almost wonder though if, because I think it dealt with chemical weapons or munitions, but I mean, I feel like, it would be useful to know, but I almost wonder if it's like, do we take up that time? I mean, it would be nice to hear it from Sandy because I think she's pretty informative and I really enjoyed having the ACLU at one of our hearings, but I don't know. I wonder because isn't the mayor's current policy that PBB is not supposed to be using chemical weapons or any tear gas?
I'm looking at their Twitter here and seeing which ones pass. So let's hear them. Oh, these are old PSEP ones. Okay, I thought you meant there was like a new one, but still, thank you for that link. Gotcha. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. They just agreed. Recommendation is not endorsement of body-worn cameras. We leave that decision to elected officials. We offer guidance in shaping body-worn policies. Wait, what's the guidance that? I'm confused. Why is there some other?
Sorry, there's another document. I sent the Bureau's response. The PCCP's website is a real mess. But the second link should bring you to the actual recommendations.
Oh, I see. Okay. Gotcha. 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 Okay. Hold on. Let me copy these links into the agenda here so I can have them later.
And then I don't know if you know that the compliance officer compiled the information from that community forum, AMA Coalition, Mental Health Alliance, and their own opinions into a report. I don't know if I can find that online or not, but I'll see if I can find that too. But that report came out like 3 weeks ago.
Got it. Okay. Okay, let's see. So the bill that they're celebrating is SB 1510, which is transforming justice. Looks like that's the one on overcriminalization and mass incarceration on BIPOC communities, reimagining public safety. All right, so I got to look at that. I could have sworn, though, there was, because she sent me an email and I couldn't get back to her. So I was like, sorry, I'm busy. I don't know what's going on. But I could have sworn there was something. Do you have a post on that, Dan? Was there something related to chemical weapons in Salem that you know of?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know the details, but the ACLU was very against what they were trying to do. The city basically pushed this through for themselves, saying that the officers here are so confused about the original bill that they are afraid of using pepper spray in any situation that might be considered against that law because they could get prosecuted. So they kind of basically went back to the status quo and made it so that the police can use these pepper spray and other chemical weapons. But there are some caveats to it, but it's much less strict than it was in the original bill from the year before.
I see. So, okay. That does ring a bell. Okay. Oh, here we go. I'm looking at this tweet here from OJRC. We're as disappointed and angry as you are that despite all of the testimony you shared with legislators about the harm tear gas and munition weapons do, they have moved ahead with a bill we believe will make it easier for police to use these weapons against you. So that was the thing. That was HB 4008 with the A11 amendment to become law over our and your objectives. We're committed to continuing to work on this with the goal of a ban on the use of chemical weapons against Oregonians. Okay, that is helpful context. I do remember that it was like the city put it forward to make it, to lessen the restrictions. So. Here's the tweet I looked at just now. Okay, yeah, I just could not keep up with what was going on there, but that sounds like a bummer. We'll have to look at that. This, what you just put in there, this is the thing you were saying, Mr. Handelman?
That long URL is this compliance officer's report about body cameras.
Okay.
It just came out a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Okay. I put CRCA members, I'm putting all of this in the agenda document, so you can have access to it later.
Do you have any better idea when the negotiations for with the PPA around the policies is going to happen? Because it seems to me that if you have enough time, I know you've already worked on this document in between your last meeting and now, but it seems to me if you have time to review what was already said at the CRC's policy work group meetings about body cameras from the guests that they had. And then I know Mr. Mazursky put together a document that was kind of highlighting some of the key points of contention that they weren't ready to formulate a recommendation yet, but there was, kind of laid out what the issues are. And I'll see if I can, I was trying to find that on my hard drive and I can't, but that was shared at the previous meeting, like the February meeting. So maybe if your work group can look at that before you finalize this document and put it to the whole CRC, then you can, that way you can sort of incorporate the other work group's work without depending on the other people necessarily resurfacing to come to meetings again.
Yeah. Get what you're saying, but I don't know necessarily about that approach. Yeah, I don't have that information. That was what we agreed, right? That we were gonna bring to that last meeting, but I didn't receive any information from that work group or Vadim on the document that you're describing. So I'm in the dark on what all of that is. So I don't know though that we should like get the document from him and then us like create a policy. I don't think that's the right move. So I'll just have to see if I can get my hands on that. And I mean, all of us need to have our hands on it. So we already sent this link to everybody. So if we could get that shared with everybody and we'll look at it and then I guess see where we go with that. As far as the timeline, I don't know. Nobody tells me anything. So I have no idea the pace at which that conversation is going right now in the city. All we knew was that it wasn't in the contract. And so that at least bought us more time to discuss it. I don't have a sense of the timeline. So as far as like how quickly or how slowly, I guess we need to move forward, I don't know, but I think still the standard of review still feels more urgent and more of a priority. At least that's how I'm seeing it right now. So I feel like that putting energy into that next month is important to do. I just need to like do some outreach and figure out if we can get on the same page about all the body worn camera stuff, because I'm definitely out of the loop.
Yeah, if we've already kind of just said we're probably not going to meet next month, which I think makes sense. I think we can wait and see where everybody's at the full CRC meeting in April and make those decisions. And Candace, I think I can't speak for Taylor or Sylvan or Michael, but I trust you to figure out what's the most important thing to talk about when we come back in May.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Okay. I think that's the right move. So we will maintain that April, we're going to cancel that meeting so that we can go to the full CRC. And the full CRC needs to have this conversation anyway. Okay, thank you, Mr. Hanneman. In May, I guess now understanding what happened, I don't know that there's really anything to like bring in ACLU or ORJC or OJRC in to talk about it. So is there any other thoughts on like what May should look like?
Unmuting to say nothing.
Okay.
But I mean, honestly, it makes sense. I like the idea of like, if we do, I mean, because we've done some policy stuff, right? We did last year, we spent a huge chunk of time doing the report. We're trying to do body cam policy stuff. Maybe we do, while this body cam stuff is shaken out, who knows what's going to happen. We just pivot to maybe having some kind of listening session. Like, it would be interesting to solicit just community input on like folks who go to protests on like, what kind of stuff would you like to see? I mean, is that just redoing the protest report though? I guess that was specific to 2020, but I don't know.
I mean, it's definitely like we had those forums in September, and that was there were still several weeks, months of protests that happened after. And like, I mean, the whole thing just continued to escalate throughout. So I'm sure there's like new perspectives that could be shared, but also, you know, this work group we put on a protest forum in 2019. No, when would that have been? 2018. And that was like just a random, I mean, there was stuff going on. Like that, I think there was a little bit around that whole like PPA, like the last PPA contract, I guess, when was that, 2016 maybe? I don't know. I don't have the dates all right, but where people were sharing those experiences and the at that protest forum. And then there was like other like random things here and there. But I mean, this is a city that we protest here. So it's always relevant, I guess is what I'm saying. So if we want to, we could, I mean, I don't know that we need to, maybe we just talk about that on in May. I'll put that on the agenda, like discuss. Let me write this down for myself. May agenda. Discuss potential further community engagement on protests. So we could do that. And, you know, the way that we structured the 2020 protest discussion, I just copied that directly from the way we structured the discussion in 2018. So, you know, we could also talk about like, is that form, that like framing that we had, right? Like training and use of force and use of tools, equipment use, like if that's still the right framing for how we want to solicit feedback, because that's how we, like we've been doing that for a couple years, framing it in those categories. So we could talk about like, is maybe there a different framing we want to approach it from to get different kind of information. So so how about, does that first sound good for May agenda to just like talk through this and see what we want to do?
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
Okay. And then I know that we have talked about how we have spent a lot of time on crowd control, but not so much on use of force. I'm not sure exactly like how we want to go about that. I mean, there was that use of force report, right, from, I don't remember the date now, but, and we referenced it when we were putting together the last report we did. I think the other thing you've brought up is like the PRB summaries, if you will.
I mean, I think the two things that occur to me that have changed since we started working on the crowd control report are, we've had quite a few officer-involved shootings, although obviously a lot of the background material for those have not been made public yet. We're only starting to get stuff now. The other thing from a crowd control perspective that I think is new or is becoming more frequent is we've had fewer sort of high profile conflicts between police and protesters. And we've had, unfortunately, some pretty disturbing acts of violence against protesters or between protesting groups, right? So while, you know, that's not necessarily something that the Bureau has a ton of control over, you know, that could be an area where we evaluate, okay, well, what do PBB's crowd control directives do to prevent that from happening, right? Or ameliorate that risk. So those are, I think, both things that, if you ask me what my 3-year plan was, right, I would say that those are topics that we should consider looking at. Given that we have a lot of like small things that we may need to jump in on, I don't necessarily know that I want to tackle a new big project until some of that shakes out. You know, we also have elections coming up on the CRC, and I don't know if anyone's up for, if anyone's term is coming up soon, but we may, you know, there's always a chance that people will shift their assignments. So we may want to wait until all that shakes out before, you know, tackling a big project, especially since we have a pretty small group these days.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I agree. I've been to a couple, what are they called? Peace, there's something, protest peace group. Do you know what I'm talking about, Mr. Handelman? Peacekeepers?
Wish I did. Oh, Peacekeepers?
Isn't that the group with that guy from PSU?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what it's called. I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah, uh-huh.
There was like a group of people that, I'm jumbled and trying to explain it. The mayor's office was doing this big push to have this group created and, pushing this group to be, a place to have discussions around how to de-escalate protests. And this was obviously in the height of 2020. At the time, Asena Lawrence was like kind of taking the lead on that from the mayor's side. So I went to a couple meetings. I mean, honestly, the meetings were just a little bit toxic because everything was toxic. Everything is toxic. Tom Hastings, that's his name, from PSU. He does like a lot of research on like conflict resolution and like protests and like history. And I'll be honest, like, I don't necessarily agree with his analysis completely. But I think this concept that you mentioned, you may have like protest groups dueling or like just violence towards protesters and just this larger, like, this has been an issue, right? We've like Mr. Hanneman said in the chat, like anti-fascist and white supremacist protests, like duels and stuff. So yeah, I think that's an interesting thing to explore. I agree. I don't know that it's necessarily a PPB thing. It's more so just like a city and a cultural thing, but I think it'd be worth talking about. I mean, it could fill some time, even if it's like not something that we can really do much about, but I do think it's relevant. I think it's relevant to our work. So I don't know. Let me add that to the May agenda.
Yeah, I mean, I think these are all kind of like parking lot ideas, right? If we were at a CRC meeting, I'd say, well, let's just put that in the parking lot. I mean, you can talk about whether or not PBB's crowd control response at the, what was it, the August protests, you know, could have ameliorated some of the conflict between those groups. I don't think that there was much that they would have been able to do to stop, say, an incident like what sadly happened at Normandale Park. You know, there are going to be those kind of incidents that are not really out within the Bureau's control. But again, I don't know that I have the bandwidth to tackle like a brand new topic like that for a little while until some of these other things get resolved. We've got a lot of irons in the fire as it is. So whatever we can do to support that, those existing topics, I think is probably first and foremost.
I totally agree. And there's just a larger looming, like what's gonna happen with the CRC in general that, yeah. So, and I think part of it too, and this is something I've talked about in the past of just like, we should, as a committee, as a whole committee, try to be nimble in that we create work groups that are around topics that are relevant and dissolve ones that we're not talking about. So I think that's also for discussion of like, if we feel like there's a whole other topic that we wanna like discuss, let's make a work group around that topic. So it's not like, yeah, we have these kind of standing work groups, but if there's nothing to discuss or there's not like, that's not where we're putting our energy because that's not where the like discourse is in the city, then we don't have to like force it, if you will. So that's a bigger picture thing, but
yeah. I just realized we already canceled the April meeting because that's when we're gonna have the CRC meeting. So problem solved.
Well, yeah. We're not meeting in April. No. Yeah. The agenda I'm talking about is for May.
For May, yeah. Well, and I think a lot of that may be influenced by how the April CRC meeting goes, because we can probably come up with what our next legislative priority is at that meeting.
Okay. Ugh, I'm like writing the agenda item. I'm like, I don't really like how that sounds, but like, this is what I wrote. Is that, that's not how to frame it, is it?
What about discussing how PPV could protect, I don't know, like help facilitate further or protect First Amendment protesters? Because sometimes, I mean, that's like one of the repeated themes we heard in the 2020 listening sessions was like there that a lot of people felt like there was favoritism based on, you know, who was saying what. And so, I mean, like the stuff that happened, I don't know, recently over the last year, sometimes you're just like, man, the police didn't even show up to help for 30 minutes. Like they didn't even go out there to do anything. And like for folks that are really skeptical of how police can help protect them, which like not making any statement about the institution of policing, but like for folks that are skeptical about it, I mean, you could sure buy some brownie points by showing up and helping and protect people who are just out there protesting or counter protesting. but it just seems like one of the repeated themes we hear is that there's kind of a selectivity thing. So, I mean, it could be, I guess all of that to say is like how PPV can help, you know, protect against violent demonstrator or help encounter protest situations against, I mean, like, it seems like the far right and the fascist protesters are always the ones like starting it. And PPV doesn't kind of like doesn't respond because they don't want to get involved or something. So I don't know. Framing around, yeah, we'll see how PPV can de-escalate or ameliorate. Yeah. A lot less words. Yeah.
Yeah, I like how you phrase that. Let's see. What are you saying? Challenge by 22% of the people of force use on the city with 6% black. It starts in 7 minutes. Okay. Yeah, I have another meeting to go to. I have a night of meetings, so can't join you there. All right. Well, let's just leave it at that for now. I mean, we've got plenty of time between now and when we need to get May's agenda out to decide. Bye, Mr. Handelman. What we need to do. Yeah, I think we're good unless there's anything else. We feel good about our plan. Okay. Okay. Well, with that, I think we're adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah.